First, I talk about the objective is to we try to develop a seismic method which can explore soil profile up to from surface to a couple of meter. This is our purpose in non-invasive way. And first of all, I'm going to talk about some background and. We try to use this radio wave to do our work. And then I give a brief introduction about this called multi-channel analysis of surface wave. In brief, we call it MASW method. And then we talk about the experiment setup and show some preliminary results and the future work. So this is some long-term surface data which we reported in 2007, and we measure soil temperature, moisture, and water potential. And meanwhile, we also measure the sound speed, and we found this power law relationship between sound speed and the water potential. So this indicates that the sound speed could be a very good parameter to reflect the soil property change as a function of water potential as well as moisture. So we try to use so-called radio wave, which is a surface wave, to get the soil information as a function of depth. So what is a radio wave? Radio wave actually is a seismic wave which occurred more often in the earthquake. But we can launch the radio wave in very shallow soil. So this kind of wave has a property which is the wavelength is it's propagated within a depth corresponding to its wavelength. That means if you have a higher, longer wavelength, then the wave will propagate through deeper soil. Then it carry deeper information of the soil. So we can use this property to get the soil profile. So here's some general procedure to call this MASW method. This is a procedure. We can use a ground shaker to excite the radio wave propagated through the surface. And then we can use a couple of sensor straight in one straight line. We can detect the surface vibration. And then we record this vibration and plot it in a time domain map. And then we then do the first do Fourier transform. And then we, in the space domain, we do the space transform again. We can get this the so-called phase velocity as a function of frequency. We call it a dispersion curve. So from this dispersion curve, then we can do inversion, and we can get the so-called S wave, is a shear wave velocity as a function of depth. We call it a soil profile. And if we repeat this procedure, then we can form the image. So that's the general procedure. So as I said, we can there are many ways to launch the radio wave. You can the easiest way is to use a sledgehammer. You hit the ground, you excite the surface wave, or you can use some accelerated weight drop. So it can do it automatically, or you can use electromagnetic shaker, so you can control your frequency range, or found in some in geotechnical society, they want to go to very deeper, several hundred meter below surface. They use this vehicle carried shaker, so then can go deeper. So the detection is usually use a so-called geophone. This device is used to measure the surface particle vibration velocity. So they put it along a straight line. And also another way to facilitate the data acquisition, they developed the so-called NAND streamer, which is a geophone array. You can tool by a vehicle. So this is a figure that you can move it, tow it along the ground, and then you form the image. And then, as I said, this is an example. You collect the data in time domain, and you do the 2D transformation, and you can, because the radio wave usually carry most of energy, so in this image you can see the red line will show the radio wave as a function of depth. So in this case, in this way, you can derive the so-called phase velocity as a function of frequency is called a dispersion curve. So after that, you do the so-called the inversion. So starting from the obtained dispersion curve, you first build an initial model. It's just an initial guess. And then you do the forward modeling, use radio wave propagation theory, and you calculate what the dispersion should be. And then you compare it. It's a regular processing, it's do iteration. Then you can get the, if you find the calculated the dispersion curve is very close to the dispersion curve you measured, then you get the so-called soil profile. This is some standard procedure. So I said that in general, the people using this method is used for the civil engineering or geotechnical people. They usually look at a very deep soil, something like 300 meter deeper, or sometimes 30 meter deeper. So they use very low frequency range. So for agricultural purpose, we are looking for just as I mentioned, a couple of meter. So we develop this kind of things. We use shaker, we also use a device called a laser Doppler vibrometer, which is actually measure the surface vibration. So we use this stem motor and make it move from here to here, and as the geotechnical people did. So we use the shaker, we can control the frequency which means the higher frequency in our case. So we use this device to get the soil profile. And then we use several methods. One is we send a chirp, which means that we can sweeping frequency gradually from low frequency to the high frequency. And this is some received signal. This is the signal we send. And once we get this signal, we do the FFT. And we got the frequency, the phase spectrum. It's a phase as a function of frequency. And then we unwrap, this is the wrapped phase because it changes between minus pi to the plus pi. So we need to unwrap it. So this is the unwrapped phase. And from here, we fix at each frequency, we fix this frequency, and then we look at the phase change as a function of depth. So we plot this line, and in this case, the slope would corresponding to the phase velocity. So then we can get this so-called phase velocity, the dispersion curve, which is the phase velocity as a function of depth. And we found that in this chirp method, we cannot go very low frequency. We can only get the high frequency component. So then we use another method we called the UCW. CW, we use locking amplifier. It directly measures the amplitude spectrum and the phase spectrum. So we do the same things, and with this, this is wrapped phase, and this is unwrapped phase. And then we do also look at the same frequency, and we move it, and then we get a dispersion curve like this. And once we get the dispersion curve, we can run the inversion algorithm, and then we can get the soil profile like this. So actually, which is the, as I say, the shear wave velocity as a function of depth. So this is the shear wave velocity. It changes as a function of depth. So you can see that on the top, there's the sound speed is a little bit bigger. And there you have a small decrease. This consider it would be the because the surface crusting, and when you go to deeper, you got more moisture content, then you got the decrease in sound speed, and after that, you will see the tendency that velocity increase with depth, which is the because of overburden pressure. And this line indicated this is a reliable data through the data processing. And we can also convert this S wave to be a so-called N value, which is a engineering index parameter to represent the soil hardness. So from this, so that's we got this soil profile. So I just want to give you an example. We use this method to study the how the soil profile changes with temporarily due to temperature due to weather effect. So for example, this one is we take this data after 1 hour heavy rain. It's a very heavy rain. So, and meanwhile, we measure the water potential, which is 23 millibar, and the moisture, corresponding moisture is 44%. And we get this soil profile. And then the next day morning, it's stop raining, and then we also measure the water potential. It's that water potential increase, and that means the soil become drier and the moisture also decrease. So then we get this kind of soil profile. And then the afternoon, the water drainage, continued drainage, then we get this water potential. It's continue to increase, and moisture container continue decrease. So to make it clear, we see that. So this blue diamond dot represent the phony weight. It's indicated this. It's just 1 hour after rain. So you see, this is the sound speed is the showing the minimum value, and after the soil become drainage, that means the moisture decrease and the water potential increase, the sound speed increase. So that means our method can reflect the very small change in the soil property. This is just the preliminary data, and then we are thinking to use this kind of setup. This is we have shaker, And we have a multi-beam LDV, so we can scan the surface in this vehicle. So and it would be a very fast movement, and we can form the image. And I think method has a lot of application. We can study surface property. And for example, the surface thinning, crusting, because we shoot the big sound speed on the top. And we can also, of course, we can measure the vertical profile. You can detect the layering. And we can also use it to study the preferential flow and also compaction effect, because sound speed is very sensitive to the pressure. And recently, we are working on this, try to use this method to study the navy and a dam. And we would have a lot of application in this method. Thank you. I just published a paper. It is related to the metric potential. Because the principle is that the sound speed is very sensitive to pressure. So there's called Tazaki effective stress principle. So if you have a metrical potential change, you know, the effective stress is the total stress minus pore pressure. So metrical potential is a negative pressure. So it actually increase the effective stress. So when you get the dry soil, your water potential increase, absolute value increase, then that would cause sound speed increase, cause the effective stress increase. So in 2009, I just published a paper in the SSSA journal. So we explained all these phenomena.
But if I remember, you measured one single matrix potential for the entire soil profile after these rain events.
Yes.
I would expect that it's rather inhomogeneous through the soil profile.
Right. So we, in this case, we just take one data for measuring the water potential. So actually, should the whole profile always change? So that's why the sound speed showing the whole the depths to change. It's not only one point measurement. Yeah, I think it should be.